If there was ever a new year that we'd like to ring in, it is 2021. I am quite sure that humanity will breathe a collective sigh of relief when 2020 is in the history books. As large-scale celebrations are on pause, including the Mummers Parade, it means even the famed ball drop from Times Square is happening without spectators.
Aww.
But the show must go on with Jennifer Lopez, Pitbull, Machine Gun Kelly, and more performing on Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve on ABC.
Hey, hey.
And Gloria Gaynor will be there performing her classic hit, I Will Survive. I'd say that's the anthem of the year.
I will survive.
In Philadelphia, if you want to head outside to celebrate New Year's Eve, you can still get tickets to the Blue Cross River Rink New Year's Eve celebration. You can skate in timed sessions from 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 p.m. There are capacity limits and masks are mandatory, and of course, you'll want to get those tickets as early as you can. They come with party favors and an hourly countdown. City Hall's Dilworth Park is also open for New Year's Eve, and it's pretty festive down there with an outside bar, eateries, and plenty of heating lamps. However, skating sessions are already sold out. If you want to be outdoors New Year's Eve and your taste runs to the macabre, you'll enjoy the Dark Philly Adult Night Tour, a walking tour in Old City that promises sex, vampires, and ghosts, or at least their stories. You would not believe what the Founding Fathers got up to. Just goes to show you there is nothing new under the sun. The tours take place New Year's Eve and on New Year's Day at different times, and through January. If you'd prefer to ring in the new year at home with the kids, the Please Touch Museum hosts their annual New Year's Eve afternoon countdown available on demand with their mascot, Squiggles. For the grown folks, Snoop Dogg, Rosario Dawson, and Jennifer Nettles of Sugarland are hosting a global virtual New Year's Eve party that includes a tour of Snoop's house. I want to see that. That's happening on Zoom, and that is free. And if you want to forego all the New Year's traditions and just find something good to watch, the Bee Gees, whose music fueled many a New Year's Eve bash, are the subject of a new doc. How Do You Mend a Broken Heart is on demand on HBO Max. And in the spirit of a happier new year, we'll leave you with a little something from the award-winning trio. Let's hope we all are dancing into 2021. Have a happy new year, everybody. And if you missed anything, check us out at whyy.org/things to do.